Surveillance state, Tony Blair and ex-Tory leader call for Chinese communist-style digital ID. By Kurt Sindelka on February 23, 2023. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and the ex-leader of the Tory party William Hague have called for a technological revolution in how the state monitors citizens, including the imposition of a digital ID that would include swaths of personal data, in a scheme being likened to communist China. Demonstrating yet again the distinction without difference between the two main parties in Westminster, former Labour Party Prime Minister Tony Blair and his former Conservative opponent at the Parliament dispatch box, William Hague penned a joint article for The Times of London, arguing in favour of the formation of a national digital ID that would include passport and driving licence details, as well as tax records and right-to-work documents. In order to sell the scheme to the public, which roundly rejected previous attempts by Blair during his time in Downing Street to introduce a national identity card, the two globalist politicians played up how a digital ID would offer a simpler and easier means of accessing government benefits and that public services could be specifically tailored to individual needs. Speaking of a looming technological revolution that will have as huge in its implications as the 19th century industrial revolution, they wrote, "We both believe the challenge is so urgent, the danger of falling behind so great and the opportunities for Britain so exciting that a new sense of national purpose across political dividing lines is needed." Though not mentioned in the article, concerns have been raised over the likelihood of such a digital ID incorporating medical details such as vaccination status, with Mr. Blair being one of the world's chief proponents of introducing a vaccine passport, with the ex-PM doubling down on the demand at the World Economic Forum's meeting in Davos just last month. Condemning the proposal, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said that Blair and Hague are intent on transforming Britain into a surveillance state akin to communist China. "I think this is a really bad and dangerous move. They're calling for cross-party consensus, well they're going to get, aren't they? Because what is the difference between Jeremy Hunt, Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer is virtually nothing," Mr. Farage said. The Brexit champ predicted that at some point before the next general election, legislation will be introduced in Parliament to introduce a digital ID, and said that one of the biggest political campaigns for personal liberty and freedom ever seen in this country will be required from the silent majority to put a stop to the globalist plan. While Farage said that the government may try to couch the surveillance state scheme in promises to use IDs to clamp down on illegal migration, he said this will never happen, pointing out that the installation of CCTV cameras across the country has done little to mitigate crime, and therefore digital IDs would mostly be used to target law-abiding citizens. In addition to vaccine status, the Brexiteer went on to predict that a digital ID would also probably be tied to the rollout of a central bank digital currency, CBDC, which the government has already stated its intention to introduce sometime this decade. Finally, Farage also warned that a digital ID would undoubtedly be tied to a carbon credit score system. Just this week, researchers at the University of Leeds called for the introduction of World War II-style rationing to fight climate change, proposing that citizens be issued with a carbon card that would keep track of an individual's carbon usage in a similar vein to the individual carbon footprint tracker plans announced from Chinese tech giant Alibaba at last year's WEF summit in Davos. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.